das hat im Blatt gelesen, wegen die berühmte Stotter des.
This somber song speaks of a pogrom, a spontaneous and brutal riot against Jews in Europe back in the 1800s. The experience eventually enveloped the lives of all Jews on the continent. Anti-Semitic oppression of Jews in Europe goes back to medieval times, but the explosions in the late 1800s, driven by economic hardship and a hatred born of poverty and ignorance, were at first considered isolated cases, but by the 1930s, they became a mobilized campaign of extermination across Europe, conducted with the tacit complicity of Germans, Austrians, Poles, Russians, and others. France was a special case, an oasis of liberty, partially because of its large Jewish population. But last year, more Jews left France for Israel than any other country, and 15,000 more French Jews are expected to emigrate to Israel in 2015. Here's one Jewish emigre explaining why he's leaving Paris following the attacks this month in Paris.
There are clear historical parallels. These slogans scrawled on stores owned by Jews, we saw that back in the 1930s. One day we'll wake up here and see a new pogrom, a new night of broken glass. That could happen in France today.
That individual, Denis Blankemon, referring to Kristallnacht there in his discussions on Deutsche Welle. Rabbi Andrew Baker is director of International Jewish Affairs at the American Jewish Committee. He also serves as a special envoy for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Rabbi, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
How vivid is this history of pogroms invoked by the attacks in Paris at the kosher supermarket this month?
Well, it was a shock, certainly, to see, for people here to experience. But I think what we're seeing in Paris, elsewhere in Europe today, is not necessarily a return of that lethal, genocidal anti-Semitism, but perhaps a return at least of the anxiety that Jews did feel in the 1930s. There are attacks, they're growing. There's a lower level of anti-Semitism that manifests itself in harassment and verbal and sometimes physical abuse on the streets. But there are differences too. Governments today are surely not what they were in the 1930s. So there's not a flood of exodus of Jews, but there are many more Jews that are wondering about their future or their children's future.
Do you think that terrorists can create a dynamic in Europe where Gentiles resent Jews living in communities in their midst when they become increasing targets of terrorists, that there's a kind of a tacit anti-Semitism, even if Gentiles in Europe aren't involved at all in any attacks?
Well, but I think what you've seen here in France is perhaps now the opposite. The attacks on Charlie Hebdo mobilized the society, and it may have made them more sensitive to the links that Jews see in, again, the attacks that took place 2 days later in the kosher supermarket. But there have been attacks prior to this, killing in the museum in Brussels last year by a French terrorist, and 2012 in a Jewish school in Toulouse, France. I think there's a recognition that they're linked. Jews are uncomfortable because they are targets here, but perhaps societies are now waking up. This is a danger for everyone.
Does it vary country to country, if we're talking Ukraine, Belarus, Italy, England, Belgium?
Well, surely it does. First of all, I think the presence of a radicalized Muslim group, these may be returning fighters from Iraq and Syria, or people that have become radicalized on the internet. They are largely, almost solely, people who are Muslims who've converted to Islam. They may be a very, very small percentage of the Muslim population in Europe, but that defines them, and you don't see this population in Eastern Europe. So those are differences. But even within Western Europe, now the question is going to be how governments stand up to this.
Has France unwittingly participated in this with its legislative efforts to control things like the Muslim hijab, which also underscores Orthodox Hasidic Jews who wear clothing that's very, very distinct and suggests a lack of assimilation.
Well, I think what you have in France is this strong tradition of secularism, which bans the displays of all these religious symbols in public. But the notion that somehow everyone is French and these community identities don't matter obviously is not the reality either. So how can you maintain this common tradition, but also get at the root causes to bring these communities back into a setting where there is tolerance and appreciation, even as we can recognize that there are differences? That's the challenge that the French government faces today in the long term. In the short term, they're addressing the question of security.
Rabbi Andrew Baker is Director of International Jewish Affairs at the American Jewish Committee. He also serves as a special envoy for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.